Time now to find some winners at Doomben with Howard Walter. And Howard was on the money yesterday when he said, I don't know if we're going to get through this Sunshine Coast meeting. And unfortunately, we didn't. It's been terrible conditions up north. What are we looking like weather-wise today, Howard?
G'day, Michael. It's a very similar situation. I saw a tweet early this morning saying the expected rain hasn't arrived yet, but they're still talking about 100% chance of rain, possible thunderstorms, and again, you know, if it rains, it could be somewhere between around 2 inches. So hopefully they get through the day. Only time will tell. It's a soft 7 at the moment, so let's see what happens.
The rail's out 8. How has Doomben been handling the wet weather recently with the last few meetings?
Oh, pretty good, yeah. It really does get down to wet track prowess rather than any firm bias. You know, they either get through it or they don't. Obviously, if there's not a lot of pace in the race, it's never a disadvantage to be out in front.
All right, well, let's try and find some winners and fingers crossed that predicted rain doesn't eventuate today. We can take out 4, 6, 9, 11 and 12 in the first. It's a maiden over 1650. I Am a Beauty is the $2.20 favourite. Pretty tight in the market with Isabella Spring, though, at $2.25, and then we're out to $7 for Marto. Two dominating the market here. Which way are you going?
I'm going with Isabella Springs. Now, when this that's number two, when the markets first went up, she went up around the $3 mark and I Am a Beauty went up at $2.20. Now, even allowing for deductions, Isabella Springs has been the shortener since final scratchings, $2.60 to $2.25. Having said that, she's placed 6 of 9. She's been a costly horse for punters, beaten first up at $1.55, beaten second up at $2.10. And before she went for a spell, she was beaten at $2. So she's one of those horses, but go through her wet track form. It was a heavy 10 last start, and Barry Lockwood put her in a class one at this track and distance, and she ran on very well for second to Deep Seaver, a horse of Rob Heathcote. So that's very strong form for maiden, obviously. She maps to be in the first three or four in a small field of 7. And the favourite, I Am a Beauty, will most likely be fifth inside, you know, seeking a run. And I just thought, given the state of the track, Isabella Spring would be the one that will have to beat, the one to catch. So 2 ahead of 3, and one of the two should win. Of the others, number 10, Marto, 8 starts yet to place. It was an okay fist on a heavy 10 here 2 starts ago. Wasn't far away at Eagle Farm last start. And then number 5, Angelic Archer, 23 start maiden, 4 placings. Best recent effort was on a soft track at the Sunshine Coast 2 starts ago. So it'll most likely lead and might hang around for a place. 2, 3, 10 and 5.
2, 3, 10 and 5 in the first. Number of scratchings with the wet weather today in Doomben. I'll read those that are running in race number 2. It's a lot easier. Apple Tart's the favourite at $2.20. Alert and Ready, $3. Saturday Sinner, $5. And Crack of Doom, $6.50. Full horse race here. Tricky affair, or are we with the 5?
I think it's only 4 runners, they're 2-year-olds, so they haven't had many starts, but on what we've seen with wet tracks, I'm suggesting the 2 outsiders are the play in this race and oppose the favourites. Number 2, Crack of Doom, is my selection. He's placed 3rd both starts this time in, soft 6 at Ipswich and then a soft 7 at Sunshine Coast. There's nothing wrong with his efforts there, all those form lines. Number 3, Saturday Sinner, looks likely to lead, uncontested. Crack of Doom, I think, will stalk it. I'm going to put number 3, Saturday Sinner, as the obvious danger. It did weaken second up here over in the soft 6 last start when 7th, but he's only had the 4 starts. His second career run, he ran second on a soft track. And as I said, he just get the soft lead here. So I'm happy to put him in second, because then when you look at the other two, now Apple Tart, the favourite, first up, at home on a soft 7, ran 5th of 9, beaten 4 lengths, was never really travelling. So I'm not convinced she wants it wet, let alone as wet as it would most likely be here. And then number 5, Alert and Ready, the second favourite. Well, she saw the heavy 9 last start. Okay, was in a better field than this, but she was beaten 13 lengths, never in contention. So all her good form is on top of the ground. So to me, it's a small field and a result race. 2, 3, 12, 5.
2, 3, 12 and 5 in the second. Race number 3, we can take out 1, 5, 8 and 9. Brandwood for Tony Gollan's got the short price favourite here at $2.10. Howdy Angel, $4.40, and Lythrop Lad is at $4.60. So we've only seen Brandwood on the one occasion, won well at Doomben. On that occasion, the track was heavy, so you wouldn't imagine there's any issues with the track today.
None whatsoever. It was a remarkable win. Now, he box-seated there, drew gate three, lovely run of the turn, and then he was just tiptoeing, had nowhere to go to, nearly 100 metres from home. And then he just, once he got clear, he just gobbled them all up. He only won by an eyelash, but they normally can't do what he did. The way he picked up so quickly, strongly on a heavy pen, it was quite a remarkable win. No doubt on that he's going to run 13.50. He'll have clean air today, and he's obviously a mudlark. I think he'll win, as the odds suggest, but I really think he's going to be terribly hard to beat. His stablemate number 7, Howdy Angel, has had a freshen up, drops back from the 1600 to the 1350. Hasn't seen worse than a soft 5 track. So I guess you'll just respect the betting for now because it is a stablemate of a favourite, but looks the obvious and probably only danger. Otherwise, 3, Linthorpe Lad, good honest horse. Won races at Gatton and Toowoomba. Hasn't been far away lately at Eagle Farm. Gets through the ground okay. And then number 6, Fortified. First up, Chris Waller. Only had the 2 starts. One on debut, a maiden at the Gold Coast, but the horse it beat that day is still a maiden after 17 attempts. So, as I said, the win of 4 was remarkable under the circumstances. 4, 7, 3, and 6.
4, 7, 3, and 6 could be one of the good things of the day. Race number 4, All Too Hard's the favourite here. All To Do, I should say, is the favourite here. Take out 2, 6, 8, 9, and 12. $2.40 for the 5. Clearview Stars at $4.60. Still Raining is at $4.60. Who do you like here? Last leg of the early quaddie.
Michael, I'll go for Still Raining, number 11. Originally trained by Gary Portelli, resumed under the care of David Van Dyke, at home on a soft 5. The filly led, dictated terms, and was too good, winning by a couple of lengths. There's on-pace opposition in this race, so it'll be run a bit different. I'd imagine this horse will probably be fourth, getting the run of the race behind the pace. And I like the way it won. I think it'll be the one to beat. Worth noting, when with Gary Portelli, did place second on a heavy 10 at Gosford. It was only a 4-horse race, but the horse was $10, so there's obviously on form no tip for it. Got through the ground, and that form from that race would stack up well against these. So I think 11's the one to beat. Number 1, All To Do, very honest horse, won 2 of 12, placed second 7 times. Genuine efforts. Proven soft, hasn't seen a heavy track. It's first up today. Barrier 1 will go straight to the front. Hasn't trialled, so just respect the betting once they parade. Number 4, Clearview Star. Was okay second on a heavy 8 2 starts ago. Disappointed last start here on a heavy 10. Drawn awkwardly. And then number 7, The Diamond. First up, inconsistent efforts on wet tracks is what I've written down. So some chance on best, but not 100% certain once it's this wet. So unless they really come for the toppy, I thought 11 each way would be a better way to go. 11, 1, 4 and 7.
11, 1, 4 and 7. First leg of the quaddie, race 5. Take out 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 and 14. Northern Woods for Chris Muntz is the favourite. $2.50. Chevy Chaser, $4. Bold Inspiration at $5. And then our Rebel, $6. 4 under double figure odds here. Howard?
Yeah, look, there's only 8 starters, 8 runners, and there's only a couple of them have natural pace, and so I'm going to focus on those two. Number 2, Northern Woods, is my top pick. Was with Henry Dwyer, resumed under the care of Chris Muntz. So from 4 starts for Chris, he's won 1 race, placed on the other 3 occasions, including 2 starts to go here, this track and distance, heavy 10, where he led in a field of 6. He gave a good sight. And then since was soundly beaten over 1,800 at the Sunshine Coast, but did run second. So I just think he's going to go forward, and if he doesn't lead, he'll sit second to 9, Bold Inspiration, who I see as the obvious danger, being the only other natural pace in the race. Had the 2 starts from a spell, did place second up on a heavy 10 at the Sunshine Coast, so no concerns about the ground. So I thought they'd just get all favours out in front, 2 ahead of 9 of the others. Number 11, Gullfoss. Look, promising horse earlier on, not so this time in, but he had excuses 2 starts ago in the heavy, copped a bad check, and then wasn't the worst at Eagle Farm last start. So maybe he's going to show something today. And then number 7, our Rebel, $81 winner at Eagle Farm at its second start, which was 2 starts ago. Since wasn't the worst at Eagle Farm. Only seen the soft track once, and that was on debut, so there's not a lot to go on, but it was never a factor. So whether this wet's anything capable in it, only time will tell. 2 and 9 ahead of 11 and 7.
2 and 9 ahead of 11 and 7, first leg of the quaddy. We'll have to pick up the pace a little bit here, Howard. We'll get into the second leg of the quaddy, which is over the 1,200. Take out 2, 7, 9, 10 and 12. Orbison, Van Dyke Stable's been in ridiculous form of late, and this is the shorty of the day, $1.40. Rockamore, $3.70. Only two in the market. Do we take this one out, or do you take the two?
I have to take them both, Michael. Look, this is entitled to be short enough, but I couldn't urge anyone into backing a horse at those prices having its second start. But the win was very good on a soft seven and does look hard to beat here. Number three, Rockamore, was with Gaylord House Adrian Bott, now with Tony Golan. First up, he has won on a heavy 10 at Warwick Farm. Now, that was over 1,400. This is only 1,200. But the fact he's won on a heavy 10 is why I couldn't suggest you just lay it on and go one out in the quaddy. One of the two should win. Best of the rest, Wild Moon, probably wants furthers. First up today. And number eight, which is usually thereabouts in the rain affected, but placed best in this company. 11 from three, and then well clear of 1 and 8.
11 from 3 in the first leg of the quaddy. David Van Dyke's got the favourite in the third leg of the quaddy as well. We can take out 1, 3, 7, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. Imacan at $2.40. Rhyme Time, $4. Enterprise, Kieran is at $4.40. So is this another thin leg?
No, it's not. I'm opposing this favourite, Michael. Look, she's only had the one start on a heavy track. It was a heavy 10 last June. She got beaten 13 lengths. Now, was spelled afterwards, but the video comment says struggled in the ground. I'm surprised she's running. I'm going with number 5, Daring Bell. Heavy 10 win here, 3 starts ago, albeit at 13.50. The runner-up from that race romped in at the Sunshine Coast on the heavy yesterday. So I thought at the odds, 5 Daring Bell each way at around about $10, only 7 runners, mind you. Number 8, Enterprise Karen, fit well, close up, third on a heavy 10, the Sunshine Coast. Number 2, Rhyme Time, first up winner, was simply too good. That was a heavy 10, so you know it's going to get through the ground. And then number 6, Henley Miss, probably settled last here, so I want to see how the track's playing. But I thought this favourite was very beatable in these conditions. 5, 8, 2 and 6.
5, 8, 2 and 6 in the 7th, and the last of 8 is over the 13.50. Take out 2, 6, 11, 12, 13. Amasita is the favourite at $4.40. Tessark, $4.60. Dio D'Oro at $4.80. So it looks an open way to finish.
I'm keen on number 4, Dio D'Oro. This horse also used to be trained by Gary Portelli, now with Matthew Dunn at Willembar. He's had it for 4 starts. Go through the horse's record. Twice won on heavy 9 tracks as a 2-year-old, both at Randwick. For Matthew Dunn, he was third on a heavy 9 at the Gold Coast last start, beaten less than a length. We saw a horse come out from that race and win at Eagle Farm at $34 on Saturday. So he's a mudlark. I'm happy to be with number 4, Dio D'Oro. Ahead of 8, Amachita. Chance, fitter for 2 from Spell. Was 3 lengths behind Dio D'Oro, second up there at the Gold Coast. Otherwise, 10 shies in. Now, this horse has won 3 from 6 heavy. It will go straight to the front here. It's got a claim. If leaders have got any advantage, be hard to run down. And then 7, West Link, only second up, best of the rest. 4, 8, 10 and 7.
4, 8, 10 and 7. Give us your best bets, play of the day in quaddy.
Michael, I think the best bet, although around the even money mark, is race 3, number 4, Bramwood. The best value can be race 8, number 4, Dio D'Oro. Play of the day, drop this down, it's a all up, race 2, 2 and 3 to win, race 3, 4 to win, race 8, 4 win and place. And as far as the quaddy goes, 2 and 9 into 3 and 11, into 2, 5, 6, 8, into 4, 8 and 10.
Good luck today, Howard.
Thanks, Michael. Let's hope they get through it.